The Budget Subcommittee on Higher Education Appropriations will please come to order, and the Secretary will call the roll.
Madam Chair.
Here.
Senator Thrasher. Senator Altman.
Here.
Senator Brannon.
Here.
Senator Dieter. Senator Hayes. Senator Joyner.
Here.
Senator Montford.
Here.
Senator Ulrich.
Here.
Senator Simmons.
Here.
Senator Siplin.
Here.
Senator Wise.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Anyone in the audience wishing to speak, please fill out an appearance card. And members, today we're taking up four bills, all from committee members. So we will start with tab 1, CSSB 480, Florida Endowment for Vocational Rehabilitation, by Senator Wise. Senator Wise, you're...
Madam Chair, this is going to be faster than the last one we did.
Okay.
A lot faster. The purpose of SB 480 is to remove the State Board of Administration from the responsibility to keep portions of the general revenue for the Florida Endowment for Vocational Education.
Excuse me 1 minute. Okay. Please, members, please, if you could come and let's get started, or stop talking so we can't hear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is to remove the State Board of Administration from the responsibility to keep portions of the revenue generated for the Florida Endowment for Vocational Education, commonly known as the ABLE Trust. The funds are generated from a portion of a fee on traffic violations. The ABLE Trust was created 20 years ago, and in its beginning, it was appropriate to keep most of the money for investment with the SBA, given their expertise. Over the last 20 years, the ABLE Trust has grown and matured, investing these funds and others from additional sources. They have proven their fiduciary capabilities. The SBA has agreed that such a small account is not worth the time for them to administer, and has agreed to this bill so dollars may flow directly from the SBA to the ABLE Trust without any withholding. This bill instructs the State Board of Administration to release funds currently held by the SBA to the Florida Endowment in a reasonable time. Let me just quickly read you the letter that Ash Williams said. It says, I am writing in support of Senate Bill 480. The bill will strike the requirement that the State Board of Administration manage the funds of the Endowment for Vocational Rehabilitation and direct those funds to the foundation from the Department of Revenue. It would also release any liquid funds the SBA currently holds in the foundation behalf of the and directly to the foundation. This change is consistent with the SBA's recent policy direction. Our organization is best suited to manage a small number of large mandates at very low cost. Towards this end, we have been working with a number of our clients to identify prudent, high-quality, low-cost alternatives. And as you are aware, SBA supported this bill when it was introduced last year. We continue to believe that there is no deterrent to the state of Florida, the SBA, associated with the proposed change, and the bill will create some efficiencies in fund transfer. And that's kindly Ash Williams. So that's the bill.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there any discussion? We do have a speaker, Suzanne Homan. Thank you. Any others? I think that's anyone else wish to speak. Any member have any comments on the bill? Discussion? Nothing further. All right, then, the Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Dieter? Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Senator
yes.
Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Senator Wise?
Yes.
Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, the bill passes. And members, we're on tab 2. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 430, Veterans Affairs, by Senator Altman. You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Senate Bill 430 revises state statutes to reflect and recognize a change in the name of the wartime theater in Iraq from Operation Iraq Freedom, which officially ended on midnight, August 31st, 2010, to Operation New Dawn, which officially began 12:01 a.m., September 1, 2010. This is done for the purpose of continuing our state's commitment to the benefits to our veterans and their families. That is the bill, Madam Chairman. I do have an amendment.
Any questions on the bill? And let's go right to the amendment. I believe that's a technical amendment.
Yes, Madam Chairman, this is a technical amendment to correct the date.
All right, any questions on the technical amendment? Without any objections, the amendment is passed and adopted. We're on the bill itself as amended. Any questions or discussion? Yes, sir, Senator Moncrief.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a real simple question. I just don't know the answer to this. When we're talking about extending educational benefits, does that mean that the state will cut a check for tuition or something, or does it mean that they will just go to the university and have a spot there and not pay tuition?
Senator Ault.
What we do is, and what the bill does, we must define the actual engagement that we have when they're deployed. We have provisions in law that guarantees access to veterans that come and attend Florida schools. Yeah. We do have legislation that's going through the process this year that provides some additional credits for veterans if they are from another state and deployed, come back here, or perhaps they're stationed here and they're deployed and they come back, they do get in-state tuition. We're providing some extra benefits there.
We do fund it in our financial aid section of the budget.
Right.
Any other questions? Any discussion? Any member of the audience wish to speak? I think we have several people. John Haynes from Florida Veterans Foundation.
Florida Veterans Foundation waived support the section of the bill.
Thank you, sir. Sasha Maria Martin.
The FSU Collegiate Veterans Association waived the support, as does the Florida Department of
Thank you. Evan Witten.
Florida Department of Veterans Affairs waived the support.
Thank you so much. All right, then, if there are no questions or discussion, the Secretary will please call the roll. Excuse me. Senator Saltman moves as committee substitute. Show the motion adopted. Now the Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Dietert?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Aldridge?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Senator Wise?
Yes.
Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, the bill passes. Members, we're on tab 3, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1194. Senator Aldridge, you're recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This bill really revises statutes with the aim of facilitating students' transition from one educational level to the next. In short, this codifies the Articulation of Coordinating Committee, the ACC, an advisory body that recommends policies and guidelines to the Commissioner and the Board of Governors concerning articulation of students from institution to institution and from one level of education to the next. This bill also allows students with intellectual disabilities to participate in post-secondary educational opportunities by allowing them to have reasonable substitutions for requirements for graduation. Requires the State Board of Education to establish by rule the test scores that demonstrate college readiness and allows high school students to take college readiness tests and receive remediation. It removes the obsolete statutory references to the college-level academic skills test, better known as the CLAS. And, Madam Chairman, that's the bill, and there are no amendments.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Senator Siplin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Chair, could you either staff explain the part about the setting up the test score requirement and for remediation, please?
Senator Aldridge.
I'm sorry, I'm hard.
Test score requirements.
Yeah, test, are we on the requirements for graduation like or remediation?
He'd like to understand what you mean by what you're intending with the test scores.
I don't believe we.
Maybe staff can help. I just want to know what it means.
Perhaps staff can explain.
The bill and Linda Harkey can help with this. It establishes a couple of different procedures regarding the remediation in high school to try to ensure that students are ready for college, and it cleans up some of that language. Is that the question that you were asking about?
Yes. Madam Chair, so that means that it sets a certain level for passage, and then if they don't make it, then they get remediation before going to college?
Linda Harkey, would you answer, please?
Yes, Senator Siplin, the this is in preparation for a for allowing the readiness testing to be done in high school, so that students can have a chance in high school to become college ready. Chancellor Holcomb is here from the college, Florida College system, and could explain
Chancellor
that further.
Maybe can help us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Siplin, it's just as Linda had indicated, Senate Bill 1908 provided the first opportunity. This cements it, makes it more available to more students in high school so that they can become college ready before they leave high school.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes, thank you. Any other questions?
Follow up, Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Joyner.
On the same issue, it says that the Board of Education will establish by rule the test scores. So is this the first time that we are establishing test scores that a student must achieve to demonstrate readiness, or has someone else, or presently does someone else establish those scores? And if so, is it, what is the criteria?
Chancellor Holcomb.
Madam Chair, thank you. Senator, the State Board of Education has always had that responsibility. The primary test that has been used is the CPT, has been used for years. This past year, we adopted a new test called the Post-Secondary Education Readiness Test, the PERT, and that is the test that would be used. And there have been cutoff scores established in rule for at least two decades by the State Board of Education.
Senator Joyner?
Just a follow-up. Well, will the scores change? Will they have the same scores that's previously been used that are in effect right now, rather
yes.
than?
Madam Chair, thank you. They will stay the same.
Well, another question Senator Siplin asked about provisions for remediation. And retesting policies. In other words, all of what the analysis says that the bill requires of the State Board of Education to do, have those things been done previously, and now you're just trying to codify it in this bill, establishing the test scores, provisions for remediation and retesting policies? Is it right now, what is the law, and is the purpose of putting this in the bill just to codify it in this particular section of the statute?
Yes,
Madam Chair. It is to just as you said, it's to codify it in this particular part of statute for this purpose, to extend the testing to the high schools and the coursework to the high schools prior to high school graduation. It has always been in place after high school and for placement at the college level.
As I understand it, Senator Joyner and Senator Siplin, I know you have concerns, but actually this will be better, because what we're trying to do is to not wait until they are out of school and they're not ready at all, and then they have remediation issues. We're trying to work with them in the high schools now and to say, let's test you early enough that we can decide what kind of help we can provide to get you college ready, if that is your desire. Senator Siplin. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hey, Senator Hayes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Up here on line 52, I believe it is somewhere, I'm concerned about the elimination. Yeah, line 53. Each community college board of trustees shall require the use of scores on tests for college-level communication and computation skills provided in section blah, blah, blah as a condition for graduation with an associate. Why are we deleting that? Is that not lowering the standards for graduation from the community college?
Chancellor Holcomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, we are not lowering the standards. The class test itself was eliminated 2 years ago, and these are all related to the college-level academic skills test. we still have the same requirements for an AA degree for graduation, with the exception of the class test.
I see. Okay, thank you.
It's a cleanup, basically.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other? Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Don't go away, Chancellor.
I see where the bill authorizes the department to approve community service hours for home education students to be eligible for the Bright Futures Scholars Award. Are non-home educated students and do they have the is community service hours something that they can have also? In other words, if it's going to authorize the department to approve community service hours for home education students to be eligible, do non-home educated students have the same opportunity to have community service hours?
I think the Chancellor can answer that. Kurt, would you like to speak to that?
I believe the current situation is that the district confirms the community service hours for public school students, and so this is allowing the department to do that for homeschool students since they don't have a district to confirm them.
Yes, Senator Joyner? Any other questions? Any discussion on the bill? Any member of the audience wishing to speak? Hearing no questions or discussion or the audience, Secretary will please call. Oops, sorry about that. We do have somebody. Oh, he's waiving his time. And you were with representing the Department of Education, and you waiving support? Thank you. Senator Ulrich, you're
close.
Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Altman? Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Dieter?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Joyner? Senator Mumford?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Senator Wise?
Yes.
Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, the bill passes. The members, we're now on tab 4, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1732. And since that bill is by me, Senator Thrasher, would you be kind enough to take the chair?
Yes, ma'am. Senator Lynn, you're recognized to present committee substitute for Senate Bill 1732.
Thank you, sir. Members, this bill addresses a number of aspects of the public post-secondary education system relating to efficiency, access, and quality. The bill would require the Higher Education Coordinating Council to produce a report by December 31st to address the following. They would define the core mission of public and non-public post-secondary education institutions in terms of student access to education and the state's economic development goals. They would report on establishing performance measures across the sectors. They would evaluate the state's articulation policies to ensure that students can move quickly through the system and easily. They would establish a plan for implementing changes in workforce development education to align school district and Florida College System programs so that we can get recommendations for improving the way we fund and for delivery. It would address the baccalaureate degree authorization and production, including the potential need to establish comprehensive undergraduate institutions, and recommendations would be provided relating to funding options to encourage performance-based funding. The bill also requires the State Board of Education as well as the Board of Governors to provide administrative support to the Higher Education Coordinating Council. Further, the bill would require the Department of Education to use student performance data from post-secondary courses to determine the scores for which credit is to be granted for acceleration courses. Those are the courses that are, I think you're familiar with in high school. It increases the minimum advanced placement examination score for which credit must be granted from 3 points to 4 points on a 5-point scale. However, that will be addressed with an amendment. It repeals the prohibition against a public college or university requiring a student who earns 9 or more credit hours through an acceleration mechanism to enroll in a summer term thus permitting a state university to require summer term attendance by students. It repeals the option for a Florida college system institution to receive an exemption from state board review for proposed baccalaureate program. It authorizes a community college board of trustees to request an investigation of the college president's actions by the DOE Inspector General if needed, and it repeals the Florida Business and Education Collaborative, which was never appointed. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Lynn. I understand there are two amendments. First amendment is barcode 740600 by Senator Lynn. Senator Lynn, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This would require the first priority of the Higher Education Coordinating Council to be addressing baccalaureate degree authorization and production, and as the State Board of Education and the Board of Governors as recipients of the Council's report.
Okay. Senator Lynn, having explained the amendment, are there questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none, show the amendment adopted without objection. The second amendment is barcode 327286 by Senator Lynn. Senator Lynn, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
This establishes the fall term 2012 as the time for the Department of Education to begin using student post-secondary performance data in setting the scores students must achieve to receive credit for acceleration courses. It deletes the requirement for a minimum AP score of 4 points in order to receive post-secondary credit, and requires that by July 1, 2012, the DOE must review advanced placement students' subsequent performance in post-secondary courses and use the data in setting a minimum score for each AP exam, which students must achieve in order to receive credit for that AP course. And finally, it requires the Department of Education to consider establishing different minimum AP scores for different subject areas and for different post-secondary institutions.
Senator Lynn, having explained the amendment, are there questions on the amendment? Questions on it? Senator Bonford.
Senator Lynn, would you walk me through again the rationale for AP courses only score 4, not 3?
Senator Lynn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What this amendment does is remove that, and it changes it to having the coordinating council look at the scores that students are getting, also to determine how well those students do in the particular courses, whether they get a 4 or whether they get a 3. We have had a lot of concern about students getting 3s, and then they're not doing very well in certain courses in those subject areas. So what this is saying is we're not changing that. We're only going to have the coordinating council look at all the data and then come back to us as to what scores would be appropriate, and should those scores be different according to different subject matter, and then finally, should those scores be looked at in terms of a particular institution maybe requiring higher scores or lower scores.
Senator Bonford, do you have a follow-up?
Yes, thank you. So what this amendment does is establish a process by which we can study the data and see where we are. But are we one of the possibilities down the road, you may have one university giving credit for an AP score 3 and another one not. Is that where we may be headed?
Senator Lynn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That would be a possibility, but the coordinating council, both the colleges and universities, would be working together, and the ICUF schools are to determine that.
Okay.
Further questions?
Only discussion.
Thank you.
Further questions? Senator?
Thank you. Mr. Chair, what is the time frame for the report to be done and brought back to us?
Senator Lynn.
Thank you, sir. July 1, 2012.
Further questions? Seeing none, are there objections to the amendment? Seeing none, show the amendment adopted without objection. We're on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Is there discussion? Do we have any? I'm sorry, Senator Joyner, you had discussion? You had a question?
We're on the bill as amended.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. One question.
Senator Joyner, you're recognized.
The part about repealing the prohibition against a public college from requiring a student who earns an animal. In other words, this would allow the university or the college to require summer term attendance by students.
Senator Lynn.
Thank you, sir. Yes, it would.
Questions? Senator Joyner, further question?
Please. Yes, I don't know why. Would you give me some background on that, Senator Lynn, because we're repealing it, so that means that we had it there, and now we're going back to where we were. Just tell me why.
Senator Lynn.
We're, I think, repealing the prohibition about that, yeah. So that, because we're anxious to have our students finish school as quickly as possible. And we find that many of them do not take advantage of summer school opportunities. And we're saying that, in fact, we've got in another bill or other discussion on budget, we had the issue that they can get bright futures during the summer, which they couldn't get before. And I think we have a pilot on that now. In fact, several universities can handle that in several ways. But yes, we are requiring that. We'd like them to move through more quickly.
Further questions? Senator Joyner, you okay?
It also, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lynn.
It also allows students to go during the summer when it's less crowded, and if they want to take time off, they might do it at some other time of year.
Okay. Let's see. Further questions? See none. Is there a discussion on the bill? Okay. Do we have any audience cards, Curtin? Okay. Hearing no questions or discussion on the bill, Senator Lynn, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I waive my close.
Senator Lynn waives her close and moves a committee substitute. Show that adopted without objection. Secretary will call the roll on the bill.
Yes. Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Jeter?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Senator Mofford?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Senator Wise?
Yes.
Senator Lynn? Senator Lynn?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm not sure.
Mr. Chairman, yes. And so by your vote, the bill passes. Senator Lynn, you may have the chair back.
Thank you very much, Senator Thrasher. Members, we've completed our agenda for today, and I appreciate your interest in everything we're doing. I ask that you keep a close watch right now on the calendars for budget conference information. We have no idea yet when anything is going to happen. There was talk it might start Thursday, but right now we haven't heard a thing about that either. So, but to our knowledge, we're still off all of next week. So with that said, we'll hope to start soon, and thank you, Senator Wise, Wazubai. Good job. Good job by you. You guys are always good.